art is neither right or left. And when I look at art today, I see just one voice being heard. I mean, I believe the Republican Party, or conservatives, or whatever you want to call them, libertarians, have a great message. They just don't have anyone to tell it. You almost have to take a step back and question why that is. And when you start doing that, you start seeing how all the cogs and wheels turn in such a way to where if you decide you want to be a creative, you're almost pushed into the left, towards the left. It's almost if you want to be a punk, you go to Hot Topics, they have a punk rock kit. You want to be a rockabilly, they got a rockabilly kit. It's like a goth kit. And it, I mean, all the, it turns into a joke. At the end of the day, everyone's rebelling the same way. I'm tired of people defining who I am. My name is Sabo. I'm an artist. People call me a conservative street artist. I do this art that I put out on the street. People ask me why. It's the cheapest way to get your word out there, you know? And it just happens to turn into what they call street art, I guess. When you consider how many artists out there are leftists, it's a huge percentage. So right off the bat, you know, that kind of sets me apart. I mean, if we were a field of cows, you'd have 20 on this side and one on this one. And that kind of made it possible for someone with mediocre skills to stand out. This is the Fag the New Nigger piece. I was at a Prop 8 rally. Two gay men were creating signs, and I heard one of them say to the other, "We fags are the new niggers." And I was like, holy crap, that's a very bold statement for someone to say. So I asked him to elaborate, and he said exactly what I knew he was gonna say. He said the gay community backed the black man for president, but the black community didn't back the gay community against Prop 8. Every time someone comes into my apartment, their first thought is, wow, is he a racist or is he a homophobe? It's like, neither is the case. I mean, this has its context. And the thing behind this piece is, you can actually take the stencil off and it works as a stencil. And in the back, you'll see all these hidden flowers. It's kind of like it's the beauty behind these people kind of a thing. But when you put the stencil back on, all you really see are the bumps, bruises, and cuts when they're getting beat up. This is the Obama drones. One of the Obama drones, I got that together when I was in Denver. I did this Ted Cruz piece, and from that, I kind of gained a bit of independence because I got a couple of bucks in my pocket and things kind of took off for me. Another Obama drone, the Paltrow, when Obama was here fundraising. Rick Perry's mugshot. It's April 15th. Bitches better have my money. That worked out really well. I think someone threatened to throw me in jail. My political beliefs are, it's like Reagan said, man, the scariest thing is when someone comes and says, I'm with the government, I'm here to help you. People will say, oh, there's always been, you know, conservative artists. That may be true, but they weren't mean. It's like, you know, my focus was to be mean, nasty, and just as bad as Bill Maher or anyone else. And you know, I'd like to think I was fairly good at it. You may ask, well, why don't I do a poster against a Republican? The answer that I always come up with is because 90% of the artists are already going to do that. It's like, why do I want to jump in? But I mean, if a Republican artist does something that's, or not artist, but politician does something that's completely gross, then of course I'll jump on them. It's like, I mean, I'm probably going to jump on Jeb Bush. I don't want to see another Bush in office. At first you get death threats. I like that you get reactions. And I like it when someone actually goes out of their way to insult me, or they have a strong opinion of what I did, because that tells me there's something successful about the piece. So why is it important? It's important because it's the other side of the narrative that's just not being spoken. And it's important because somewhere down the line, Republicans forgot, or conservatives forgot, the importance of art and the ability to push your message in a way that resonates with the youth. If you get a young person to smoke Marlboro when they're young, pretty good chance they're going to be smoking it when they're old. Works the same way with politics. There's something about having it out on the street. It's illegal, it's dangerous, adrenaline pumps. There's just something about strategically placing your art where the eyes are and where hands can't reach it. And it makes the news. I can't tell you why it makes the news and a blog doesn't, but sometimes blogs do as well. But, you know, I think it intrigues them that someone who's not a leftist is doing this out on the street. I'd never hit someone's house. I don't go out of my way to screw up people's property at all. If I feel it's going to hurt someone in any way, I definitely won't do it. And that makes it that much more likely it's going to make news. Yeah, leftist thinking's never going to change. It's like there'll always be leftists out there. They'll still be trying to take your guns. They'll still be infiltrating the schools. They'll still be infiltrating Hollywood, television, music, the arts. They're never going to go away. Government's screwed up, and it's always going to be screwed up. You have a certain government class out there, be it right or left. There's always something to hit.